And I'll tell you about that. They only draw $5 a day. You can imagine how little that is now. That ought to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they catch you on that jury, draw your name, and you're selected. You're stuck for 2 weeks.
Mm.
If you haven't got a legal excuse to get off, you're stuck for most of 2 weeks.
Can you claim that you're biased?
On certain cases, you can, yes, sir. And
you
can, on certain occasions, you've had just a little bit of transaction with that man, a little bit of dealings. You show just a little bit of acquaintance there. One time them attorneys will kick you off. And a lot of times they use this for an excuse, like it would be a murder case. And it comes out in the paper. Get a hold of it and read it. They'll always ask you that. When you read it, did you make up your mind? A lot of them twist their head and squirm and twist directly out, and they'll say, well, I'm afraid I have. That don't get you off the jury, just get you off that case.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to come back next morning.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them don't think of that.
In other words, if you're chosen for jury duty, there's a 2 week span.
You betcha. If you don't fit and can't use you in this case, you might be just the one that we want for the next case.
Uh-huh. Now, does this mean that you'll serve once in that 2 weeks, or?
No, this judge has made a rule of thing. If you get caught on three cases, running in concession, right along one, right after the other, if you've got any kind of excuse, he'll turn you loose. Because ordinarily it'd take you sit there 3 long days. Find
mm-hmm.
And if he isn't crowded for Germans, he'll excuse you. If you'll ask for it, beg for it, you sure ask it after. He'll finally dismiss you.
Well, in my case, since I'm teaching school, if this happened in the fall, could I ask that my jury term be deferred until vacation or something like that?